One of the cool things about once I dropped my anchor in Key West, I was pretty much set here, and I had to figure out a way to make a living elsewhere, because the great big tour of Duval Street kind of gave out pretty quick. And so I wound up working out of Nashville, and at one point we used to do these, they were like showcases. You'd go and there were acts on, and you'd try to get people would come watch you. And so I was lucky enough to have a great friend who passed away a few years ago named Richard Harding, who owned a club in Chicago. We got any Chicago Parrotheads out there? Thank you. So I bounded off to the quiet night, and it was an interesting experience because it was so unique, because as the opening act, you would work for a month, and the headliners would change every week. So in the space of 1 month, the first person I opened for was Jerry Jeff. The second one was Dan Hicks and the Hot Legs. The third one was the Siegel Schwall Band, blues band out of Chicago. And the fourth one was Neil Sedaka making a comeback tour. Now let's say the first three were cool. And then at that point you're getting into it, and there was a great old guy who was like hung around. He was a cleanup guy, and his name was Eddie Balchowski. He was a one-armed piano player, and I would sit up many nights and listen to him play, and he'd tell me stories about his war days in the Spanish Civil War. And he was like a very eccentric junkie artist in Chicago, but that's, you know, time on the water is where you learn about stuff. And Eddie Balchowski taught me a lot of stuff. So, and he's actually who I wrote He Went to Paris about. And so, always when you get, I never get that serious because there's serious moments, but then there's fun stuff. So let's go to the week I opened for Neil Sedaka. So this is the last week, and I'm getting a little bit of a following in Chicago. I'm hanging out with Steve Goodman and John Prine, and things are going great. And they were so great to me in those early days up there. And so Neil Sedaka, who was a great songwriter, you know, Tin Pan Alley, kind of Brill Building, New York songwriter kind of guy. And I mean, we all knew about my age, Neil Sedaka songs. So he comes in and, let's just say the audience, and I opened the show, and they look like, I don't know, it was, you know, it's like mini buses had come from New Jersey. It was the Jersey Shore had come to Chicago. Neil, baby! Yeah, we love you! And I'm going, and I'm folk singing away up there going, holy mother of God, what am I going to do? So they booed me sufficiently for the first 30 minutes, and then Neil came on. He did his first set, and this place exploded. I mean, when you're a performer, you can get a room going. Listen, it's a hard thing to do, and I give them all the credit in the world. But I'm going, I'm on the other side. I'm going, they will kill me on the second set because I've got to go back up there, and they've heard him, and I got to do something here. And so there was a barmaid there. And I said, you know, you gotta help, what should I do? And she said, come on, come with me. So we went down the street, we went to a used clothing store, and she bought me like some 50 shoes, and I got in, and I did an Elvis, and I got some Depp and slicked my, when I had hair back. And I got very drunk. And I went back for the second show, and I went up and I did Elvis impersonations, and I had them on the table. And I went, follow that, Neil. And on the other side of it, that was the beginning of a long and wonderful relationship with the city of Chicago and Richard and Eddie. They're gone, but that inspiration, I've never really told that story to a large audience before. So there you go. He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. Warm summer breezes, French wines and cheese, put his ambitions in bed. Summers and winters scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. Then he went to England, played the piano, married an actress named Kim. They had a fine life, she was a good wife, bore him a shiny son named Jim. All of the answers and all the questions he locked in his attic one day, 'cause he liked the quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. Kill his baby and left him with only one eye. His body was battered, his whole world was shattered, all he could do was just cry. 'Cause through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and say, give me some of its magic and some of its tragic. I had a good life all the way. So you come to these islands, may fish the pylons, parrot heads from everywhere. Just want to thank you, all of the memories we both can share. Likes you, he'll smile, he'll say, you know, some of it's magic, some of it tragic, but I had a good life all the way. He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him. Things around a little bit, didn't much of it. I know. All right. So